Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link also at thetrumpet.com, and you can listen to our podcast wherever you like to get your podcasts from. What is the first commandment? I think this is something we all know, but let's take a look at this. The first commandment, it's in Exodus 20, where the commandments are given to Israel, and they were learning about God and God's law, and what a gift it is to have the law of God, to know what to do, and to know the way that leads to blessings. It's easy to take it for granted, this truth and this knowledge, because it is basic and it is something that we have access to. But when you really consider how important it is to have the law of God, it's amazing that they're listed for us. Exodus 20, starting in verse 1, it says, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Eternal your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." So, of course, Israel's being reminded that God delivered them out of Egyptian slavery. It took the power of God to do that. They couldn't get themselves out of that slavery. And, you know, we have not been in slavery like they were in that sense. But certainly God's the one that has to bring us out of slavery to sin. So God does bring us out of slavery. And verse 3, he says, "You shall have no other gods before me." That's the first commandment. No other gods before the one true God. Nothing is to be put before or ahead of God. And that includes jobs, relationships, hobbies, money, possessions, anything. Nothing is to be put before God. Here's a quote from our booklet on the Ten Commandments. This is a free book, and it's at thetrumpet.com, and you can request it and have it sent to you, or if you'd like to just read it online, you can do that. But it says the Hebrew word for before is all. Strong's Concordance shows that this word can also be translated as above, against, or in place of. To fully obey this commandment, man must never put another god above, against, or in place of the eternal God. There simply is no other God. And Israel had to learn that lesson. They were coming out of Egypt where there were all kinds of false gods. They were aware of them, I'm sure. And so the true God was teaching them that there are no other gods, but they couldn't put anything in place of God either. Notice Luke 14. Luke 14, Jesus Christ talks about this commandment a fair bit. We'll look at a few passages where he mentions it and the principle behind it. Luke 14 and verse 26, this gives you indication of just how serious God is about the fact that we need to put him first in our lives. Christ says in Luke 14, verse 26, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Now, again, here we have to understand what is being said. The Greek word for hate means to love less by comparison. Of course, we're to love our family and have love towards mankind, but we can't put that before God. God has to be first, and that's the point that Jesus Christ was making here. He says, you know, you can't put your father physically above God. You can't put your mother. You can't put your wife. You can't put your children. You can't put your friends, sisters, whatever. Even your own life. None of that can be put before God. That's a pretty serious command. There's a lot of depth to that to really think about. It's easy enough to read, "You shall have no other gods before me," and say, okay, I understand that, and that's, I'll absolutely do that. But to really think about the depth of it, and there's a lot to consider. And to look at ourselves and to really measure and say, well, how are we doing keeping this commandment? We must put God and his priorities first in our lives. We must put God and his priorities first in our lives. We have to put God's desires before our own or any other man's desires. And there's very few that really do that. It's far too easy to put our own desires first, or to trust in ourselves or in someone else. It's far too easy to do that. And sometimes maybe without even really realizing that we're doing it. But that's what we have to be careful of, you know, making sure that we're not doing that and that we are really putting God first. Notice Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. It says, "Thus says the Eternal, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departs from the Eternal." See, God wants us to put him first, because if we don't, we're going to be cursed. There's problems that we bring on ourselves if we start looking to someone else or ourselves instead of looking to God. If our heart departs from God and if we start trusting in other people, and that could be just trusting in our own thinking, then we're under a curse. We're going to make bad decisions. That first commandment is there to keep us safe, and it's to bless us. Notice Romans 6 and verse 16. Romans 6 and verse 16. Here's a really important point that we have to consider in relation to the first commandment. It says, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." So, whatever we obey, that's our God. Whatever we have our heart set on, whatever we do, whatever path we go down, you know, we have to be honest about where that is leading and who we're following. Are we really putting God first in our day-to-day life and the things we do? It's worth thinking about. The Ten Commandments booklet says this: "We should examine how much time we spend with material things and interests." And I think in our society today, that's a real struggle, because there are so many material things, there are so many material interests. Information and entertainment is so available that it takes a real effort to make sure it doesn't get out of balance and we don't get too caught up in those things. We should examine, it says, how much time we spend with material things and interests. How we use our time says a lot about our worship. Do we really understand the word worship? It says, most people reserve their religion for one service one day a week, but God expects much more than that. God wants total commitment to him every day, all day. Now, that doesn't mean we don't go about, you know, the business we have to attend to. We have to, of course, typically go to a job and do other things like that. But again, those daily activities can't get in the way of our relationship with God. They have to be done in alignment with God's laws, the way we live, the way we conduct ourselves. God wants total commitment to him, to his way, every day, all day, it says. True worship affects every thought, every action, all the time. And the stark reality is we are either serving God or we are serving ourselves and Satan, the devil. I mean, if you just stop and think about the amount of entertainment that's out there, how much of it is, you know, from God? A minuscule amount, very little. Most of it's straight from Satan's thinking. You know, there might be something of value that you could find, but there's not very much. And yet we're bombarded with all sorts of pulls on our attention. And a lot of it is not leading us toward God. It's leading towards Satan and his way of thinking. But as we read here in Romans 6 and verse 16, well, where we spend our time, what we do, I mean, that says a lot about who we obey. Is it leading to righteousness, or is it leading to, you know, sin and other problems? Really, when you stop and think about the first commandment, there's a lot of depth to it. Notice Deuteronomy 13 and verse 4. Some more instruction here to ancient Israel, but we can apply it today, of course. very applicable for us, Deuteronomy 13 and verse 4. It says, "You shall walk after the Eternal your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him." So it lists out, you know, some specific ways in which we are to put God first in our lives. Love God, fear him. That means to obey him. Be afraid to disobey him. You know, have a fear, a reverence, a respect for him. We're to keep his commandments, obey his voice, serve him, cleave to him. And notice verse 6, it says, "If your brother, the son of your mother or thy son or your daughter or the wife of your bosom or your friend," which is as your own soul, you know, people that you're very close to and have these close relationships with. It says, "If they entice you secretly, saying, 'Let us go and serve other gods,' which you have not known, you nor your fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, near unto you or far off from you," doesn't matter, wherever they may be, "from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth, you shall not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him." See, this is the same thing that Jesus Christ said, right? When he was saying, look, you can't come to me if you're not going to put me first. And here in Deuteronomy, we're getting that same instruction. Look, if you've got family members and friends, then they come and say, well, let's go and serve these other gods. You're not to do it. Now, it would be very rare that a person would come up to you and say, let's go serve some, you know, foreign god. People don't do a whole lot of that today. I suppose there's some cases where it would happen. But this is more about, you know, hey, let's go do this activity, or let's break the Sabbath, or, you know, let's go watch this thing that, you know, we really shouldn't watch. Something like that, going after these other gods, just going after the ways of this world, not putting God first. There's a real warning here about that, making sure that we are putting God first, that we are keeping the first commandment. And it's not a matter of, you know, just saying the words. It's our day-to-day lifestyle. It's the way we're thinking, and it's what we're doing. So a lot to consider when we think about the first commandment. Notice what Christ taught here in the New Testament. We looked at a passage earlier. Let's look at another one in Matthew 22. Matthew 22, you know, it can be very subtle, I suppose, in some ways, going after other gods. You know, it can seem, you know, like it's maybe not all that serious, you know, going and doing something that's, you know, maybe not exactly the best or whatever. But again, we have to take a real good look at where we're spending our time, what we're doing, and making sure that we are keeping the first commandment. It takes some discernment. And probably most people don't really want to stop and think about it too much. It's easier to just sort of go with the flow or go with what, you know, we want to do personally. But we do need to stop and think, well, am I really keeping this first commandment or am I not? Matthew 22 and verse 35, it says, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked Jesus Christ a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' And Jesus said unto him, 'You shall love the Eternal your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment.'" You know, Christ was very specific about the fact that we need to put God first in our lives. And of course, there are, you know, the first four commandments there really get into some of the detail of that more specifically with, you know, idolatry and so forth. But it's putting God first, making sure that we're not putting anything above him, and then, you know, living that way to where our life is a life of following God. Jesus Christ set the perfect example in how to keep the first commandment by the way he lived his life. It wasn't just words that he said, it was the way he lived. It was a perfect example. He talked about putting God first, but then he went out and he did it on a day-to-day basis and set an example for us and for those around him. They could see how to keep that first commandment by following his example, following his footsteps. Notice what he said in John 8 and verse 29. John 8 and verse 29, it says, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." That's how Jesus Christ kept the first commandment and all the commandments. But he kept that first commandment. He did always those things that please God. That's what we were striving to do. And if we're thinking about this first commandment and trying to evaluate if we're keeping it, that's a pretty good measuring stick there. You know, do you always do those things that please God? Do I always do those things that please God? That's how Jesus Christ lived. That's how he kept that first commandment. And it's worth thinking about that and considering it and remembering that when we keep the commandments, we're blessed. And when we break them, whether, you know, we're intentionally trying to break them or we're just being lazy with it, whichever way it goes, if the commandments are broken, it brings problems, it brings curses, it brings sorrow, it brings sadness. If it's not repented of, ultimately it brings death. We want to be blessed, of course, and God wants to bless us. We want to make sure we're keeping all of the commandments, but this first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me, no other gods before the one true God." And we need to follow Christ's example and really always do those things that please God. And as we grow in that and we do that better, then God certainly will bless us more and more for it. We've got more information on the first commandment and all the commandments. It's in our Ten Commandments booklet, and it's free at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.